Right in the middle of a second date update. And if you're just tuning in, Sean, who's on the phone to do a second date update today, just gave every dude listening a great idea on how to get back to a lady's house. Just spill drinks on yourself nonstop. Because that's what he did on his date. He met a girl at a show. They bonded over the banjo player. And then they went to a bar after and were having some drinks. And he spilled his drink on himself. And then he was like, oh, man, now I need to take my shirt off and clean it. Can we go back to your place? And she said yes. So apparently it's a tactic that works. Sean, I still think you did that on purpose.
I wish I had. And from now on, I will. You know, if this works anyway.
Do you think, I mean, like, if a guy said that to me, I would obviously think he wanted to get it on at my house and was using it as an excuse. Maybe she was disappointed that you didn't try anything.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I was, like, too tipsy to pick up on that by that point. I didn't think I was. Who knows?
Sean actually spent the night at her house and then left her a note saying that he had a good time and then tried to get a hold of her after, but hasn't heard anything from her. I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can get her on the phone and find out why. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Juliana, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Juliana, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who's this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what is this?
It's a radio show.
Is this a scam? Are you trying to sell me something? I'm going to hang up.
No, I'm not trying to sell you anything
awesome
at all.
If we were.
One of our listeners actually emailed us about you.
Okay.
His name is Sean. And he's a guy that you sort of went on a date with recently.
Oh.
That went down.
Right. Whoa.
So you remember hanging out with Sean?
Yeah, I remember him.
It doesn't sound like you fondly remember him.
You could say that.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
He has great memories of you.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he emailed us. Sean wants to know why you're not calling him back.
I think he's a sketchball. Is that a good enough reason?
What?
Really?
No.
I mean, we talked to him. I thought he was, like, dorky at worst, but a nice guy.
So he called you? What did he say?
Well, I don't want to tell you because you sound mad.
It wasn't anything
bad. I want to know. Okay. What did he say?
Well, he said that he met you at some show and you guys were bonding over the great banjo player that they had. And then you went to go to a bar after.
Whoa.
And he spilled a drink on himself and asked if he could go back to your place to kind of clean his shirt up or something.
Which we all said had to be an excuse to just get over to your place, but he swore up and down it wasn't.
So I guess he didn't mention to you that he's a thief.
What?
Whoa, a thief?
No.
Yeah, he's a kleptomaniac.
He didn't drop that.
Yeah, he didn't tell us that he likes to steal things.
Whoa. Yeah, so the next morning, I was in my room. He was on the couch. I heard some rustling in the hallway, and it was like, I don't know, like 5 a.m. or something. And then I heard a door close. So I called out. I was like, Sean, hello? No answer. So I got up, walked out into the hallway. I looked around. I checked the couch. He wasn't there. He was gone. But I saw that the closet door in my hallway was open, where I keep my coats and stuff.
Okay.
And he had put his coat there.
Uh-huh.
So I went over to close it, and his coat was gone. That makes sense, I guess, if he was gone. But then all of my hangers were gone, too.
What?
All of my empty hangers that were just hanging in my closet were gone.
What?
And they were there. They were there before he came. So, yeah, he's a thief.
Wait, you're accusing him of stealing coat hangers from your house?
I'm not assuming that happened. I know that happened. He did it.
You sound very angry about these hangers being taken.
Would you be angry if you invited someone back to your house after a really nice date and then found out that they stole things from you? Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd be.
I don't know why. Hangers just doesn't hit me that hard.
Me neither.
See,
it's so weird.
They're my things. I only just met. We hung out for like a couple hours. And I invited him back to my place. Like, what the f***, man? Like, why would you take my hangers?
Yeah, it's a really valid question.
It makes no sense. It's weird and sketchy and dumb.
Yeah, it is.
You didn't notice anything else missing from your house. It was just the hangers.
You keep saying my hangers like it's not a big deal. But he just took them. He didn't leave a note. He didn't say anything about it. He just took my hangers. That is weird, man.
Yeah, I guess it is weird. I don't know why you would take hangers. Don't you want to know why
take
he would...
hangers?
Don't you know why he would want to steal your hangers?
It's such a strange...
No, I don't care why he did it. I don't care how he tries to excuse himself. He's lucky I didn't call the police.
Oh!
That would be a call.
Yeah, I'd love to see him get arrested for that.
Yeah.
That's possible, though, right?
You probably could get him arrested. I'm kind of wondering why he would steal your hangers. So I think we should ask him, Juliana, because he's on the phone listening right now and wants to talk to you.
What? This is a setup?
Well, I don't like that word. It's a dirty way to describe it, but yeah, kind of. Sean?
Hey, Juliana.
Wow. I didn't know you were on the phone, but since you are, what the hell were you thinking?
It's a great question.
Okay, this is a big misunderstanding.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah? Wait. What's the misunderstanding? You took my hangers and what? What's the misunderstanding?
Okay, yeah, I took some hangers. I'm sorry. Honestly,
okay,
for one
you did take them. Oh my God, how was there a misunderstanding there?
That is so weird.
All right, Juliana, just calm down. Hear me out, okay? There's actually a really good reason why I took the hangers.
There is no good reason why you would take my hangers.
Yeah, I'm interested in hearing the reason, too. I think everybody is.
And how many hangers are we talking about right now? Like 3 or 12?
It was probably around 15 or so, but
what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Here's the thing. I just moved into a new apartment. My hangers are all in a box somewhere. I don't know where. Everything I own is in boxes, except for all my clothes that are in a pile on my kitchen table. So I was thinking, all right, I was getting my coat out of the closet, and I'm thinking, oh my God, here's all these hangers. If I just grab a handful and take them with me, it'll make my life so much easier for the next few days. And then when I see her again, I'll bring them back because I'll have my life together a little bit more by that point. And I'll say, hey, you probably didn't even notice these were gone, but I borrowed some of your hangers.
I hope
that's cool. I was thinking you'd like think it was charming and funny.
What? That is so weird. You thought that stealing my hangers would make me actually want to see you again? Or surprising me with the fact that you stole my things would be exciting and charming? That makes no sense.
Juliana, I didn't steal anything, okay? I just borrowed something with every intention of giving it back. I'll bring them back today if you want, and it's 15 plastic coat hangers that I didn't think you'd even notice were gone.
Borrowing is when you ask someone usually that you know, or you can't just meet someone and then take their things and think it's okay and that you'll bring it back. What if I didn't see you again?
Well, we'd had such a good time, I thought you were probably going to want to hang out again.
Annoying, too, that you would just assume that and so take my things, and that's your reasoning. That is so stupid.
Okay, yeah, it was kind of inconsiderate. I probably should have said something about that on the note I left you. So I'm sorry. You know, what do you want me to do?
Honestly, at this point, I don't even care. Just keep the f***ing hangers. Whatever.
Juliana, I mean, do you think your anger's maybe a little bit out of control on this one?
No, you don't go on a first date with someone we just met that night. Is that going to win someone over by taking their things? What does that mean for future things? Is every time he comes over, if we hang out again, he's going to take something else?
Yeah, that's true. Like all of a sudden, your silverware is missing.
Yeah,
just a couple forks, though.
Yeah,
I moved.
Yeah, like, not going to lie, but like, that's indicative of like kleptomaniac tendencies. Like, what the hell? I don't want to be around someone like that.
I think we're getting carried away.
Juliana, you think you're maybe blowing this a little bit out of proportion for 15 plastic coat hangers? I mean,
I'm not blowing anything out of proportion. They're my things.
Hey, Juliana, you're clearly fired up about this, and I think you two should get together and talk outside of this phone call. Would you like to go on a second date? Would you like to go on a second date with Sean? We'll pay for it.
I don't care how fast you say it. I'm not doing it.
What if I say it this fast? Would you go on a second date with him? What if it's that fast?
Stop.
Come on. Give him a chance. He's like dumb with social graces, maybe, but he doesn't sound like a bad person.
Well, dumb with social graces is not that attractive. I don't know. This is weird.
Look, whether you want to hang out again or not, that's fine. But I'm going to tell you what. I'll come back to your place tonight. I'll bring back your hangers.
Oh.
And I'll bring you a new set of new hangers.
No, you don't.
Did you hear that, though? He said he'd bring a brand new set.
Oh, that's an upgrade. You're right, Jubal.
I swear to God, if you come over tonight with those hangers, I'm going to shove them inside you.
Oh, okay. That was aggressive.
You never know. That could be even more incentive for him to come over.